Hey, fans, welcome once again to the Fable Firm Boxing Talk Show with my sidekick here, John Zemel. But Billy Joel Saunders is up there. Now, he got some other opponents out there that are going to...
Yeah, he already called out Canelo and Triple G. He's calling out everybody, man. And I think he deserves it. I don't know if he'll win, but he deserves a shot at some of the greats right now, you know, in his division.
Well, you know, the middleweight, you want to unify the title. Yeah. And what's going to happen is that he got to fight guys like... Danny Jacobs.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see him with Danny Jacobs before he goes in with Canelo Triple G.
I agree with you.
You know, that's the fight I want to see. That may happen.
This was a good test for him. Lemieux's a good fighter. And he came out and dominated from start to finish.
No question about it. Now, we also have my good friend Gaspar Indian Ortega, the old fighter back in the 50. I was talking to him the other day. I want to give a shout out to Gaspar Ortega, who's always been there for us. In boxing, he got me started when I was 12 years old. And Gaspar Ortega, I tell you, man, you're unbelievable. Still into the game. 81 years old, very sharp. And what can I tell you? You know, then we got to remember some of the fighters that passed away this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2017. Yeah. We did lose some of our close people and some really big names in the sport.
Well,
and,
you know,
this being the recap show, we'd be remiss not to bring up some of them.
Yeah, one of them, my good friend, two of my good friends, Jake LaMotta.
Raging Bull.
The Raging Bull, former middleweight champion of the world.
Rest in peace.
And Rafael Garcia. Rafael Garcia is a cut man.
Legend.
And he was a corner man. He worked with Floyd Mayweather for many, many years. And was working with Jesse Vargas.
Exactly, going into this fight.
Yeah, exactly. So my hats off.
Rest in peace to both those gentlemen.
Yeah, two good men.
Hey, we also lost people in a different way. We had some of our greats in the sport retire this year, and starting with the most recent one, Miguel Cotto.
Miguel Cotto, yes. Miguel Cotto was one of the legends and definitely a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
He retired, and he went out the right way. The way I like to see it, he got to go out with some money put away.
Yeah,
and he's not crazy. He's invested his money wisely.
Absolutely.
And then you have...
Speaking of going out the right way, probably Andre Ward probably went out better than anybody could.
I do what, 33 years old. He surprised everybody. He was considered like the number one.
He was.
Pound for pound. And now, you know, this is what happened. Now, we got another guy that's always calling us in. He's calling me right now. Let's talk to Kevin Kelly. Kevin Kelly's on the line right now. Hey, Kevin, how you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
All right.
Okay. Am I on
the air? Okay, he's at work, so let's let him call me back. So, anyway, he was due to call us in, but he'll call me back.
He did call in.
Yeah.
That was Kevin Kelly, everybody. Okay. Former champion.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, he said he's going to call me back in 10 minutes to go on the show with us, but he's working.
He's
so
a man of his work.
Yeah,
he did call us back and go on the show with us.
And, you know, he was one of the great ones in boxing. He did so much in the featherweight division.
Oh, my God, yes.
But anyway, talking about retired fighters, we had a quick retirement, overnight retirement, came right back. So I can't say he retired, but Orlando Salido.
A brief retirement, and I hope that he enjoyed that day.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good retirement that day.
It was one night. Retired. Next day he said, no, I'm not retiring.
Yeah, well, you know, he probably got bored. You know, they say that you do that when you retire. Not you, but some people, they retire and they get bored. It only took him one day.
I don't think I wanted to get bored. After he took the pounding he took from night.
About a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so, and then the biggest surprise in boxing this year, retirement, was Andrew Ward.
Yeah.
Andrew Ward retired, man. Oh, my God. People say, here's a guy, 33 years old, pound for pound, the best in boxing. He retires.
I would say he had the best retirement of the year and the best way you could go out, except for Floyd Mayweather came in, made $100 million fighting someone who's never boxed before, and then went off into the sunset. I'd say that's probably the best retirement you could possibly have.
Yeah, exactly.
That's another retired fighter this year. And then...
you got Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather, money man.
Money May.
Hey, he made all the money in the world. Hey, when he fought McGregor this year, he made an easy $300 million.
Yes, he did.
From what they say, $300 million.
That's insane.
And McGregor, who had a first fight as a professional
fighter. I
guess
he probably retired as a boxer too, so that's, we got to mention him.
He made $100 million.
That's amazing.
No, he's not retired.
You think he's still coming back into the sport of boxing?
He might come back. We never know. You hear Oscar De La Hoya saying he wants to come back to fight up.
They all do, don't they?
Hey, man. Somebody else out there.
He names all kinds of people. Every week. Also, somebody else who retired, Vladimir Klitschko, a great heavyweight for many years, ruled the division, went out not exactly on top, but, I mean, in his own way.
Yeah, but, you know, he went on top. He was champion for, like, 10 years, 10 yeah, consecutive man. Years. Him and his brother both dominated Vitaly.
He's a great heavyweight.
Vitaly and...
And Vlad.
And Vladimir, I mean, they both controlled the heavyweight division for over 10 years.
Yeah.
But...
you ready to do the awards?
What's that?
You want to do the Fair but Firm Fight Awards?
Yeah, let's go for that.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Let's start with the okay. Knockout of the year.
Okay, knockout of the year.
Who you got?
You know, there's been so many great knockouts.
That word. This was a great year in boxing. That's why I'm glad we're doing this.
You know, we got to talk about Chocolatito Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
He was rated number one, pound for pound, by everybody.
All the year.
We all had him one for pound for pound, number one.
And for a good reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Like 44-0 or something.
Exactly.
Like
then he fought Saul Rigensai.
Oh, my goodness.
Saul Rigensai, a fighter from Thailand, unknown, come out there and beat him, kind of a controversial decision earlier this year.
The number one pound for pound guy, controversially.
Yeah.
They have a rematch. And
they
what
have
happens?
A rematch. Boom. He got knocked out.
Rungvisai put him down.
Knocked him out.
Beautifully. I mean, they had to stop. Oh, didn't he get? He got carted off. It was actually hard to watch, but it was a beautiful knockout.
Yeah.
And you know what it reminded me of, which is the only other one I have really on this list, was the Ward versus the Crusher Kovalev.
Yeah.
Because that was a controversial decision.
Yeah.
That first one, a lot of people felt it went the other way.
Yeah.
And then what does he do? He comes back in. He proves himself. He gets the stoppage. I mean, what an unbelievable. Which one of those do you have for KO of the year?
Well, I gotta go being that KO. Kovalev got stopped with a technical knockout.
Okay.
He complained that it was a low blow after the fact.
Yeah.
But I got to go with the knockout, Rigensai.
Yeah. Rungvisai, yeah.
Rungvisai. Not last name, Sor Rungvisai.
Sor Rungvisai. His first name is Swiss Raquette.
Yeah.
That's a tough name.
Tough
man.
Name.
It is.
I mean, they should change their name to like John Smith. Simple name, man. Something that people could understand. You know what I mean?
Easier.
But anyway, I got to go with him being that winning the fight by a knockout over Chocolatito Gonzalez. So I'll go with number one for
I
gotta
that. I got to say, my the KO that I liked a lot this year that didn't mean anything and probably won't be remembered by a lot of people, but when Deontay Wilder came in against Stiverne and was so frustrated after 18 months of trying to get a good fight and just put him down in the first round, that was a good knockout. That's just someone who just came to face with his demons, and that was beautiful, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it was a knockout, but not the knockout of the year.
No, unquestionably. I was just giving an honorable mention.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Definitely.
Now, let's go for round of the year. Round of the year, I got to go with the Triple G and Canelo Alvarez, round 10.
Yeah, we talked about this ahead of time. I could not agree more. That was my choice as well. The two of them in the corner standing head-to-head, that's the round I'll remember most out of 2017 when they were shaking their heads at each other over and over again, landed big shots. Nobody's going down. That was a good round of boxing.
I mean, there are many other rounds of the year, believe me. I know a lot of you fans out there going to say, come on, Joe, how about this one? How about that
Please.
One?
Please, you know, mention
him,
them.
Yeah, put him out there. But I can tell you right now, that's one of them because it was one of the most major fights.
Exactly, and it's the one I remember. I saw the most GIFs, most clips, most videos, most everything from that round 10. It was really something.
Yeah, the fans really wanted to see that fight. Everybody said, we want to see when is Canelo and Triple G going to happen? Well, it finally happened in 2017, which happened to be one of the better fight years.
My goodness.
In boxing.
Yes. One of the greatest we've ever had.
I mean, 2017 was a great year of boxing.
Yes, it was.
You know? Now, let's see what if 2018 can follow. It's going to
be
tough.
We'll see.
There'll be a lot of good fights up. But anyway, so round of the year, we got to go with Triple G and Canelo Alvarez. Now, we got to go, of course, without a fight, you got to have the judges and the referee.
Don't I know it. Who do you have for judge of the year? Because I know who I don't have, but I don't know who I have.
Yeah, okay, well, let me tell you. In boxing, when you have fighters that are in there toe-to-toe, fighting each other toe-to-toe, you wonder what's happening. Who will the judge pick? Will it be fighter A or fighter B?
Exactly.
And some fights are really, really, I mean, close rounds. You just don't know which way to go. And you got the judges, and you got some of the top ones. And I got to go with some of the top ones in the East Coast and some on the West Coast. And I always got to be in the West Coast, not because I live here in Las Vegas, but you got Dave Moretti, who happens to be one of the top judges in boxing, been around for a long time.
Long time.
He's been around for the Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvin Hagler fights, up to these fights today. So he's one of the top ones. But I honestly got to go with the East Coast judge.
Who are you going with?
Steve Weisfeld.
Steve Weisfeld. Good choice.
Steve Weisfeld, you know, they had a lot of fights this year. Very important fight. He always stands out as a non-controversial judge. And I kind of take my hat off to him for a job well done.
Congratulations, and Steve Weisfeld.
Yeah.
fair but firm judge of the year.
Exactly. Then you got referee of the year.
Now, this one's close, near and dear to your heart right here.
Well,
this is, if anyone would know, it's you, my friend. So well, who do you have for your referee of the year? I'm going to stay out of this one.
Well, you know, there's been so many great referees out there throughout the year. There's a lot of good ones. I got to take off my hat to many good referees. You have guys like Benji Estevez.
Mm-hmm.
You got Kenny Bayless.
Of course.
Tony Weeks. Harvey Doc. Just so many. Jack
Willis,
Reese.
Yeah.
Steve Willis. You got so many referees out there. And sometimes I don't know which way to go. But for this year, I definitely got to go with East Coast guy, none other than
Harvey Doc.
Harvey Doc.
Let's
there
do it,
go.
Baby. Congratulations, Harvey Doc.
Harvey Doc, referee of the year.
Fair but firm.
Yeah.
Referee of the year, baby.
You know, he did a lot of fights throughout the year, and we liked his style. Non-controversial. Did a good job. Harvey, we take off our hat off to you. Good job. And then again, we have to go with Fighter of the Year.
This is a big one. This is the big one, baby. I love it.
Fighter of the Year, man. Fighter of the Year. You got to say, well, something big happened in boxing this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was out of the ordinary because it was a MMA fight with a boxer, you know? So, but it was, you got to say Fighter of the Year. You got to give it to Floyd Mayweather for a simple reason. And I know a lot of you guys out there going to go against me on that. But you know what?
I am.
Well, you know what? He retired with 50-0.
Yeah, he did.
You know? I mean, he was retired for 2 years. And it's kind of hard to say, well, Fighter of the Year. But they made the most pay-per-views.
He made the most money out of any of the boxers.
Yeah, I mean, the highest pay-per-view this year, well, he did like 4-point-something million pay-per-views. Bigger than that was, I think, 2015 when he fought Pacquiao.
Pacquiao, yeah.
And that was like 4.5 million on pay-per-views. So you got to go as Fighter of the Year for what he did. You got to give it to him. But I know a lot of you fans out there going to tell me that Lomachenko, you're going to tell me that Golovkin, and you're going to tell me even Andrew Ward, who retired this year.
What about Rungvisai?
Rungvisai.
He had to do twice this year.
I mean, there's a lot.
Terrence Crawford.
Yeah, but I'm talking.
Anthony Joshua's rise to stardom.
There's a lot of great fighters out there. But I'm talking about the most money generated.
I love that.
You know, was Mayweather. So I got to give it to Mayweather.
Good
but,
for you.
But, again, Lomachenko.
Mm-hmm. Andre Ward.
Andrew Ward. Triple G. Golovkin.
Yeah. Rungvisai.
Rungvisai. I mean, and there's a lot more out there. You got Danny Garcia. You got You got Keith Thurman. You got Sean Porter. You got so many other great
Terrence
fighters.
Crawford, Errol Spence.
Hey, Terrence Crawford. Errol Spence. Terrence Crawford is the guy that right now a lot of people are talking that he's up in the rankings, pound for pound, the best that's out there.
You know,
and he is a good one. I want to see him get in there with Keith Thurman and with Danny Garcia. I want to see that kind of a
fight. Me too. I agree with you. Guys, he surprised me with that one. We were talking Fighter of the Year before this. He didn't say a word about Floyd Mayweather. He was trying to throw me a curveball, and it worked. That was awesome. I love that you mentioned that you said him.
Yeah, yeah. But
I thought he was going to go McGregor because he helped train him.
Yeah, but okay. So Fighter of the Year.
Floyd Mayweather.
Fair but firm,
Fighter of the Year, probably your last one ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations, champ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was because of his
what he did for the sport of boxing this year was amazing.
But Andrew Ward is up there. Lomachenko.
Oh, yeah.
Triple G, Golovkin. And I got to go with Golovkin.
Okay.
You know? But Mayweather, on paper, Mayweather did it all.
Let's do it. I love it.
You guys can put it all out there. Tell me, hey, Joe, no, I like this one. Joe, you don't know what you're talking about? Put it out there.
I want to see it. I'm reading the comments this week.
I'll take constructive criticism for you guys out there. I love it.
That's the most fun.
You got to have thick skin in this business. So
yeah, you do.
So throw it out there, guys. I'll take it. Bang, bang, bang. Anything. I'm ready to take it. Anyway.
We got our final award, Joe.
The final award? Of course, this is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
The real big one.
Drum roll, baby.
Fight of the year.
The fight of the year. Our first fair but firm fight of the year.
Okay, you fans out there, yell to me. Yell. See if I can pick him up.
Let's read him.
Yell him. Put him out there. Who? What? Who do you say?
That was a good one, but it wasn't great.
No. Who? No. Yeah. Yes.
I see that.
I'm not really hearing nobody. I'm mind reading you guys out there. Oh, you say Canelo and Triple G Golovkin as fight of the year. That's a fight everybody was waiting for. Yeah. I can go. Was it the most exciting fight of the year? I won't say it was the most exciting. I mean, it was up there, but it was a fight that the fans were waiting for so long.
Yeah,
you got it. You got it. So let's go with fight of the year.
I agree with you. Canelo versus Triple G had every element that you could ever ask for. It had it had casual fans a little bit because they knew Canelo and they've heard of Triple G. It had real boxing fans who've been wanting to watch this fight for a very long time. It had star power. It had true technical prowess. It had everything that you could ask for except for lack of controversy.
What?
But that should not overshadow what was a beautiful, beautiful fight. It was awesome. We had two great fighters in their primes or at the end of the beginning of their primes fighting each other, two all-timers. I agree with you. 2017 Fight of the Year goes to Canelo Triple G. Congratulations, guys.
Hey, that's it.
Beautiful.
That was great stuff. Hey, guys, listen. Boxing is very controversial sometimes because the fans are always have something to say. You can counterpunch.
Yeah.
A counterpunch. You got something to say different than what I got to say. But that's what makes this sport so beautiful.
That's what makes it so much fun to talk about.
Yeah, we can talk about it. If we have nothing controversial to talk about or something that not controversial, but you may not agree with what I'm saying or what John is saying. But, you know, it makes it interesting. It's like a fight without really taking punches.
That's what the comment section is for.
Exactly. You know, I love talking to you guys about boxing. I've been in boxing for over 60 years of my life, and I can tell you that's all I do, eat, sleep, and drink, boxing.
Yes,
boxing.
It is.
That's my life. I love it.
Actually, Joe, let me ask you something. We started this show, and I know you wanted to get into it originally to be like an educational type of informational show.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get away from it a little bit with analysis or jokes, but that's fun. That's all of what it is.
Right.
But let me ask, because we kind of have gotten away from that, and this being our last show, would you do like a demonstration for us? I want to see you wrap your hands. I don't know when the last time your hands were wrapped.
Well,
would you have these things out here? Would you do us a favor and show us how you wrap hands?
Well, this is the way I used to wrap my hands when I used to train to keep my hands protected. So you got to just wrap them like this here. And I try to tell fighters, wrap your hands nice and get them nice and tight and ready, because sometimes if you don't wrap them right, what's going to happen is that you're going to hurt your hands. You don't want your hands hurt while you're training. So you wrap them up as nice as you can.
Don't get flashbacks and then hit me with that left. I'm not ready for it. I need
you. See? So that's how you wrap the hands. One, two, three. You get them wrapped up nice.
Oh, that's nice.
You see?
Oh, yeah.
You see? That's very simple. See?
Pow!
You see? I got the good left foot.
Don't I know it?
If the left one will get you, the right one.
I'm afraid of both.
You see, guys? Look at that good hand wrap.
There it is. That's it, baby.
That's how you wrap your hands.
That's our first Fair Perform tutorial right there.
Anyway, but that's just something that I've learned throughout the years. You never forget how to wrap your hands once you learn that when you're back in the amateur days.
Like riding a bike.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of fighters want their trainers to wrap their hands. Learn how to do it yourself. And you know what? It's a lot of fun. That's something you need to keep your hands well protected, because if you don't do that, what happens is that you end up breaking those hands. And
you'll get that.
These bones right here are the weakest in your hand. So if you throw a punch and you catch it here, you're liable to break your hand here.
Get that rigondeoitis.
You know, but these are the bones that you want to, when you throw a punch, you want to try to turn it, get these two bones here. You know, you got to hit it with uppercut, right hook, left foot. You want to hit it with these bones here.
Oof.
Get them in there. Get them nice and solid. You know, that's where you get the knockout punch. But if you don't get the knockout punch, the guy's going to feel that sting on that jab. You know, you pop that jab, pop, pop. You pop that jab out there, pop, pop. I want to see guys pop those jabs two and three times. These guys, they throw a left jab and they stay there like a little, come on. Pop, pop. Now pop it out there. Go, pop, pop, pop. And hook off the jab. A lot of guys hook, pop. Hook off a jab. That's the best punch. Then you can set him up with a straight right hand. A lot of fighters will do that.
That's amazing.
One of my future shows are going to be about educating you on boxing. But you fans out there getting a little bit of a taste of the real Joe Cortez.
That was scary. Yeah, he just threw it at the camera. I'm glad I'm not watching that. I'm going to have to keep the phone away from me when I rewatch this one, because It's scary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Poor Charlie. He saw it coming right on. That was terrifying, man. I feel bad for you guys. It's scary. Yeah,
but in boxing, one of the things I always enjoy was taking care of yourself physically, because when you keep yourself in good shape, meaning not only when you're training for a fight, but every day of your life, keep yourself in good physical condition. And you know what? You don't even have to be a fighter. Just be yourself. Take yourself into the level of a fighter. If you say, I want to be in tip-top shape, especially now for the holidays, don't overeat, don't overdrink. You know, drinking causes you problems when you're out there driving. And if you're going to have a little bit of something, get a designated driver to take you here or there. Yeah, Uber now, that's even better. Call Uber, let him pick you up, drop you off. Don't go out there. We don't want to see any accidents with any of our fans out there or fighters. But take care of yourself, because these holidays can be very dangerous sometimes.
Don't I know it?
You know? Now, 2018, we have a lot of fans that like to see some big fights. One of the big fights I want to see is Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, well, they said, actually, they announced today that I think, what's his name, Luis Ortiz and Deontay Wilder will have their fight in March, they're looking at. And I'm pretty sure Joshua's going to fight Povetkin probably around the same time. So hopefully, September next year, we could see a true – or no, he'll probably fight Joseph Parker first. We don't know yet.
Yeah, Parker's in the mix right now.
But it's the Parker – it's the problem with Parker is money, so they're floating that Povetkin name too.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to have two fights before he gets to fight Wilder – or has to fight Wilder. I think he's only going to get one.
He'll probably end up fighting Parker.
I hope it's Parker, because then we'll have a true unification.
Yeah, exactly. Then it's all wiped out.
I love it. I'm hoping for it too.
And I like talk about unification. It was like Mike Tyson, when he was champion.
Yeah,
he knocked him. He bumped them all off. Unified champion.
He was our last true unified heavyweight champion. And exactly. They didn't have the fifth division back then, or fourth division.
Exactly.
So it was only three. So if Wilder or Joseph Parker or Anthony Joshua is truly unified, it'd be the first true unification belt. Across all five divisions, which will be pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, you know, the Klitschko brothers, you know, they couldn't unify the titles because they were not going to fight each other.
Exactly.
They promised their mother they're never going to fight each other. So,
come on. That's a good story.
Yeah, but who will see two brothers fighting each other? I know when my brother Mike and I were fighting, they thought that we were going to fight at the same
weight class.
For this, I'm talking about the amateur rank back for the national championship, New York Open championships. And we said, no, that will never happen. So I always kept myself out of lighter division as a bantamweight, and my brother Mike was a featherweight and lightweight. But, that was a lot of fun back in the days, in the amateur days. But in boxing, another great fight I'd like to see in 2018 will be Golovkin with I'd like to see him again with Danny Jacobs.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he wasn't able to knock out Danny Jacobs.
No.
You know?
Ended his knockout streak.
Yeah, yeah. And I'd like to see that fight happen again.
I think he would mop up Danny Jacobs.
But you're going to see there's a lot of talk about they're working with
Canelo rematch?
Canelo.
I want to see that. I'd watch that fight again. Yeah, Golovkin, that was a great fight.
Golovkin and Canelo would be another good fight.
We can't wait to see.
I mean, they fought a draw last time. So it was a controversial draw. So they want to talk about getting that over and done with.
That'd be a great fight, that rematch. There's a lot of great fights to look forward to in 2018. Yeah. We're going to have the Superfly 2 card, which will be huge. That Superfly 1 card had a lot of good flyweight, featherweight division fights. And we're going to have that second one coming up. You got a lot of big names that just are breaking into the sport, and we're about to see a lot of guys who are now on the pound-for-pound list really get tested. We're going to see a lot of good fights in 2018, maybe even better than 2017, if it's possible. And I can't wait to do next year's recap sitting here in these chairs because I have a feeling it's going to be really awesome.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that 2018 is going to be a good year. I don't know if it can match 2017.
No, I don't know.
You got the IBF, WBO, WBA, WBC, those sanctioning bodies. Those are the four major sanctioning bodies that are putting up sanctioning these fights. And, of course, here in Las Vegas, the boxing capital of the world, they have all the major fights here. And you're getting them in New York as well, and you get them in over in Europe. And you got Eddie Hearns, who's getting involved now with American fighters. So he's looking to start promoting big fights in Europe. And ESPN, you know, that I work with right now as well, they I've been with ESPN, for you fans that don't know, I do a lot of work with ESPN Deportes, and we signed up Golden Boy and Top Rank.
That was one thing, yeah, that was huge for boxing this year that I hoped we got a chance to mention. I thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Is that the exposure that boxing has gotten by being on ESPN? Yeah. Big fights, good fights. Terrence Crawford. I mean, big names.
Big names.
Lomachenko.
I mean, they have Manny Pacquiao when he fought Jeff Horn. That was on ESPN.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's good for boxing because people tell me, Joe, man, you know, starting to see a lot of boxing now on TV like it was back in the 70s and late 70s and 80s. We have boxing three or four times a week, but it's trying to be that way again. So I think the fans are getting a good taste of boxing again.
Boxing's back, baby. We couldn't have picked a better time to start doing this podcast. I couldn't be more thankful for you getting me involved right here at this time because boxing is the best right now.
But you know what? We want to wish you guys – I'm not here to dress up for nothing like this. It's because you guys. Merry Christmas, a healthy and a prosperous new year. John and I – hey, guys, we love you guys. Merry Christmas.
Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie, our sound and video guy.
A technical producer there. Charlie Carrero. Adios.
He's the guy.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Happy holidays, you guys.
Happy holidays. Take care. God bless.